So I see he's back wearing number one. Welcome in Arian Springs. How you doing?
I'm good, man. This is cool. I like this.
You like the whole setup here? Now, thinking back to your high school career, you know, you were a terrific player. You played in that Under Armour game. You were highly touted. You're from, like, the ultimate hotbed of football in Texas. I'm kind of curious as to who else was pursuing you, who was in the mix, what you were considering, what made you say, nope, Eugene.
I had Texas at Florida State. Those were the big three, Florida State, Texas, and here. Florida State, you know, that was, like, crazy. It was very fun, official visit. It was a lot, you know, to take in at that point in time. And I could barely understand what the players were saying because, you know, they got that deep Florida accent. You know, it's hard to understand what they're saying. They got so much different lingo. I was like, man,
another country seemed like?
You know, basically, and they just, like, I was sitting trying to talk to them. I'm like, I really can't understand. So I really couldn't see myself there, like, gelling with the players as much as, like, a Texas or Oregon. So then that came down to Texas and Oregon. And then Coach Aquina left from Texas. So that really, you know, messed it up for Texas at that point.
One thing, I've been here 27 years. I'm from Jersey. And high school football, it's lukewarm. You got your fans. Where you are, how to explain to people just how nuts the people in Texas are, just even about high school football.
Mm-hmm. It's a whole different animal, you know. They're out there, the news media is like this, you know.
Right, for high school, huh?
Yeah, fall camp and all kind of stuff, and, you know, the games are really packed. You have, you know, fans are there, they're talking crap, just how, and it's like, you know, it's like that since Little League, you know, parents fighting in the stands and stuff. So I've been around them my whole life. It's just like, you know, to hear about stuff is not being that as big in any other places is kind of weird. I'm like, I've always been used to, you know, the attention and the people taking it crazy and taking more serious than I do sometimes, you know. I'm like, it's Little League, man. Literally, why y'all betting?
That's crazy. So you as a freshman, obviously, you got to step in and play right away. You were part of an historic, great team. When you look back, who were some of the guys who kind of showed you the ropes to kind of ease that transition from high school to Pac-12 football?
Efo, Dargan, and Troy. Then, you know, I was, like, fortunate enough to be, like, locker mates with Marcus, so I got to see how he dealt with things on a regular basis, you know. You know, the type of time he put in, and then, like, the attention that he got. You know, I'm never going to touch that, but, you know, just to see it at, like, a high level, you know, be a superstar in college, you know what I mean? It's just really cool, you know, to be around that type of stuff. And Efo, to see him, it was in rare form, was fun. And Troy Hill had his best year ever that year. So, I mean, it was just cool to be around those guys and see the type of time and dedication they took and how smart they really were, and them explaining it to me. So now I feel like I'm really smart. But, you know, it was just fun. You know, it was a fun thing to be a part of.
Well, you've always come off as a really confident player, but still you knew you're making this leap. This is an awesome conference. It's one of the best in the country. Were you pretty sure you'd play right off as a freshman, or as things moved along, were you like, we'll see how it goes and if opportunity presents itself?
Yeah, you know, I had my huddle log in. You know, I was watching spring ball and stuff, just how they were watching it. So, I mean, I felt pretty confident in myself. Then no one really expected Troy Hill to come in, and, like, he, like, played really, 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 really well, you know. And I was like, okay. Then, you know, I had a problem with, like, being consistent, you know. I mean, I made, like, the starting nickel team, and then, you know, I had a problem with being, like, showing up every day, doing it every – because that's really what it is. Like, with them, they show up every day, and they get the same guy. And I was like, man, you know, some days have a good day, some days have a bad day. You can't afford to do that, you know, here, and especially at the next level. So I learned that over the time, you know, consistency is everything. And that's things I've been trying to work on.
Yeah, so last year as a junior, there were some freshmen coming in. Levette, Schooler arrived. So, like, the guys who kind of guided you through, did you then feel the responsibility to teach them what it's like to be at this level and be a Duck?
Yeah, you know, I try to show them and teach them what I know, especially Schooler, you know what I mean, because I'm trying to tell them, like, so, like, how you should see it instead of, you know, just being back there, like, floating around, like, look at this, check that, you know what I mean. Just giving points. I want him to be, because if he's good, then I'm good. Then everybody else is going to look good. You
right.
know what I mean? So, like, the better your players are, you know, you're going to look good too. So, you know, I just want to help him do as good as he can.
Well, it sure worked out. So the secondary coach, like I was telling Tyree, your whole career here was John Neal, and now it's a guy who, you know, has been very successful, worked with Coach Leavitt in Colorado, and even though you haven't been around him that much, what could you tell us about Coach Clark and what you've noticed about maybe what his style is?
Yeah, he's more like, I think he kind of looks like my uncle, like my real uncle. So it's like, I kind of like see that, and I'm like, oh, man. So it's like, you know, I automatically felt like I know him.
Right, stuff. Real he's connection.
More, yeah, he's, you know, real calm and laid back. And he played corner in college and played in the NFL a little bit. So, I mean, he's just more, like, we never really had a corners coach. So, you know, Coach Neal's coaching sure. everybody, you know. Then so he'll do like a small comment here, a small comment here. But, you know, Coach Clark really focuses on the details, and I feel that's helped my game a lot better, because, you know, somebody could just specifically watch me in, like, the other corner on the field instead of trying to see the whole big picture of how the defense should work. It's just, like, focusing on what I can do. So sure. I feel like that's helped my game a tremendous amount. And, you know, he wants lofty goals for me as well as I do. You know, he wants to see me go to the NFL and stuff. So he's really pushing me to like, hold me to that standard.
Final thought. I mentioned Schooler. Obviously got Hugo. Thomas Graham, new guys. It seems like there's a nice mix of vets, some newer talent. How you liking this group and the likeliness that you'll be much improved and, you know, contribute to a little bit of a turnaround from last year?
Now, I feel like it's going to be a lot more competition, which is good, you know, because competition will fuel us to be more competitive and stuff.
Right.
So it will drive us to do better and more and give more every day. So, you know, and we'll have depth. You know, we didn't really have that much depth last year. So, I mean, like, you have guys who don't really feel any pressure from the backup, so they can kind of get complacent and relax.
Right.
And, like, you don't have to, you know, worry about anything. But at any moment this year, you know, they can be replaced. Todd Griffin got a whole lot better than last year. So it's just a lot of competition and depth there.
I wanted to ask you about Justin Herbert, because you practiced against him. You mm-hmm. saw him as a true freshman through summer. Then he becomes the starter, and then again this spring. So seeing him through the eyes of a cover guy, what do you make of his improvement as not only as a quarterback, but as a leader of the offense?
I seen him when he first got here. I was like, you know, you should be getting reps. You should try to go get some reps, like, now. and I kind of saw that from a long time ago. But he's like, you know, even when he first got here, he wasn't scared to throw the deep ball, you know what I mean? And he's very confident in his throwing. Maybe not in himself as, like, a vocal leader, but he has confidence in his arm, and that's what you'll need. So now I see it, and we're in the summer. He's taking a little more risk, you know. I mean, it's good for practice. You practice, but, you know, he's putting balls, like, and it was just like, wow, that was impressive. Like, they catch the ball. I'm like, okay, you know, that was a good throw. I could do nothing about that.
Right.
So he's, I'm really proud of him. See what he can do this year. I mean, sky's the limit, really, for him.
All right, awesome. Hey, we appreciate you taking some time with
us.
We know practice is just getting started. Have a great season, and, like I'm telling all the guys, stay healthy. Be well.
Yes, sir.